This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, let's check in with Lee Milky, whose guest this week is FC Stone's Nate Dene. Lee?
Nate, we got a look at data last week on May dairy product commercial disappearance. Give us the highlights.
It was really, I would call it more mixed news. There was a dramatic improvement in sales between April and May. For instance, total domestic disappearance of cheese was down about 10% from a year ago in April, and it was only down about 1% from a year ago in May. That's a big improvement driven primarily by the rebound in food service sales as some states start to loosen their restrictions, but it was still below year ago levels. The breakdowns show a little bit different trends for different varieties of cheese. American cheese disappearance was actually up from a year ago in May, and mozzarella was still down about 1%. The brightest spot was butter, where we saw domestic sales go from about 2% above year ago in April to something like 17% above year ago in May.
And what about non-fat dry milk?
Non-fat dry milk did rebound, but it was up about 64% from a year ago for domestic sales, but it was lapping over a 28% decline last year. Those powder sales numbers can be very volatile. Year-to-date domestic non-fat dry milk, skim milk powder disappearance is still down about 40% from last year.
We all know that milk prices have been on a roller coaster driven by the roller coaster of dairy product prices. We have seen cheese go from $1 a pound in early April and set a record of $3 per pound. We see cheese prices coming down. We expect that to happen. And, of course, restaurants are reopening. Some are closing back down. Lots of uncertainty.
Yes, lots of uncertainty. And then to add further uncertainty, it's difficult to translate directly between the headline sales numbers, like food service sales being down 20% from a year ago, to what that means for the amount of dairy that's moving through food service. We think that since the lockdown started, food service meals have shifted to more dairy-heavy items. Pizza sales at the major chains have been fantastic. The drive-thrus at quick service restaurants are still running strong, and there's a lot of cheese on those burgers and tacos. So even though the headline numbers around food service sales are still running well below year-ago levels, it's very possible that the amount of cheese that's moving through food service is doing much better, maybe only down something like 5%, while total food service sales are down 20%.
Thank you, Nate. Nate Dene, Director of Dairy Market Insight with FC Stone in Chicago.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
USDA is lowering its annual milk production forecast from last month. World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski has the latest overview of the U.S. dairy sector.
We reduced our production forecast by 1 billion pounds for this calendar year relative to where we were last month. And that reflects a slower growth in milk per cow than we had anticipated. And that in and of itself reflects reduced demand for fluid milk that we've seen over the past several months. Though we expect things to bounce back a bit in 2021, so we actually increased our milk production forecast for 2021. And in terms of exports, we raised our forecast for cheese and butterfat products. International demand for cheese has been strong. We redirected a lot of our product into export markets when the U.S. economy started to shut down, and that opened up a lot of demand to sell that product. So we're seeing relatively strong export demand for cheese.
And that's World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.